Am I supposed to take a shot every time, like before you start talking?
That might help.
Tolerate you?
Yeah, you'll be the bottle will be drained and we'll have to call an ambulance before the end of the show. Yeah. If you've been following the story, we have for the last couple of days since the weekend. Savannah Guthrie's mom, 84, lives in Arizona. Apparently, was kidnapped from her home, and they were wondering, okay, what's going on with this? There was a ransom note apparently that was delivered yesterday.
Yep, they're checking on that. Maybe Bitcoin was what they were asking for in exchange for the return of Nancy Guthrie.
And I guess now they're saying that Savannah Guthrie's brother-in-law, the guy who is actually married to her sister, could be the prime suspect of the kidnapping.
Really?
Yeah. I guess they did. There was blood on the steps of her house, Nancy's house, and they did identify it as her blood. Also, the ring camera, all the security cameras were disabled. And now I guess they've confiscated, for investigation, Savannah Guthrie's sister's car that I guess her husband uses. So,
wow. So
if that's the case, that's pretty messed up.
It's a possibility of like an inside job.
Yeah.
That's just awful.
And not very smart.
Yeah, think like how do you hide something like that?
You think that they would be able to catch you pretty quick, and if that is the case, that's pretty messed up. And
Savannah Guthrie is not going to be going to the Olympics. She was going to be one of the major hosts of NBC's coverage, which really started this weekend. And I can't imagine going through what she's going through.
Oh yeah, because it'd be really difficult to distract yourself from that.
You couldn't do anything except think about where's mom. Hopefully mom comes back safely.
Yeah.
This is just, it's so bizarre.
Yeah. Wow. So
this, here's where it gets even stranger. This just seems like such a messed up world. On the same morning we're getting like this news about Savannah Guthrie's mom, we just found out that Jill Biden, the wife of former President Joe Biden.
Right. Former First Lady.
She was married one more, in the past.
Right.
And her ex-husband has just been charged with murder of his wife.
Wow.
And then it gets strange.
Okay? It gets stranger?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the Department of Homeland Security has sent out a warning to police departments across the country saying that spouses and significant others are poisoning their significant others. So men, women, husbands, wives are poisoning each other. I guess it's coming up a lot in the last 5 years.
They are the victims are mostly people in law enforcement?
No.
Oh, no,
they're saying,
you investigate
murders,
so we want to tell you because
you investigate stuff.
I get it.
Yeah, that suspects in a lot of these cases are the spouses or significant others, and they're poisoning them.
Huh.
I guess the readily available ingredients for poisons and information about how to use them is out there. And I guess it's very hard to trace and figure out that it was poison. So people are using that as their, I guess, weapon of choice.
Wow.
It's very disturbing.
Just when you think the world can't get more effed up.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Apparently, the Metro Nashville public schools are changing their schedules for next year. They're going to be having a different start time. The high schools will start at 7:25 instead of 7:05. Middle schools will not start until 8:55 a.m., and they won't dismiss till almost 4 o'clock. Which that's going to be kind of difficult for you to change your, schedule, especially if you have after-school sports, that kind of thing
drops off.
So it's gonna change a lot. That doesn't start till next year, though.
So why is it that we can fall asleep so easily on the sofa, but when we go to bed, it's impossible? Well, science has revealed that it's because of our brains thinking casually on the couch. We're not having to go to sleep. It's passive sleepiness. We're just sitting there thinking, la, 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 and you just fall asleep.
But when you're in bed, you're thinking, I have to go to sleep.
They call it sleep performance anxiety. They say some things that could help would be consistent bedtimes is a huge help, they said. And also not using your bedroom for anything other than sleeping so that your brain doesn't think like, oh, sometimes I work in here, sometimes I sleep in
here. You know, just stay away from your screens for a while.
Right. Yeah. It's a sleep-only place.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea. We won't do it, but it's a great idea. The Westminster Dog Show last night, best in show, was a Doberman named Penny. As a Doberman dad myself, I was impressed that the dog was able to sit still that long.
That's a mighty fine dog, yeah, Penny. I saw the pictures.
Really cute. Just a regal animal.
Yeah,
so that's very
beautiful.
Cool. Hey, speaking of dogs, we have Wet Nose Wednesday. We have an adorable puppy named Bartlett, like the pear. That'll be coming up just after 9 o'clock. 95.1 at Murfreesboro, totally hits. 93.3, it's the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for being with us. Happy birthday, Jim!
Thank you.
It's your birthday today.
It is my birthday.
It is. Also, it's my granddaughter Charlie's birthday today. She turns 9.
She's probably more mature than I am.
And I bought you both a bottle of whiskey for your birthday.
Good call.
I just do that so you'll tolerate me for another 365 days.
So am I supposed to take a shot every time, like before you start talking?
That might help.
Tolerate you?
Yeah, the bottle will be drained and we'll have to call an ambulance before the end of the show. Yeah. It's funny. My granddaughter Charlie turns 9 today, and we're going out to have hibachi with her later and a bunch of the family.
Oh, that's great!
And it's funny. It's like I was talking with my girlfriend about it yesterday, and we always like to try to figure out what my ex-wife in California gave Charlie for her birthday, so I can get something just a little bit better.
Because you play the game.
It's not a competition. Oh, it's totally a competition.
And the kid gets all the spoils.
I know. It's like, it's like, I remember when I was a kid and my parents were divorced. It's like, you know, I got like 2 Christmases. I went, all right. You guys should have broke up a long time ago.
Sure. I'm going to be in therapy for years.
Yeah.
I just got 2 race cars.
Right.
This is awesome.
Every Wednesday, a salute to unpopular opinions we call If I'm Being Honest. Now, Jim, you have ruffled the feathers of some hipster doofuses in East Nashville.
Maybe in the Gulch as well.
Yes.
Trendy food in restaurants, especially the new ones popping up in Nashville, suck. They are basically the same stuff people have been serving, only smaller, in tinier portions.
And more expensive.
Yeah. Whoever came up with the... we're a small plates restaurant. It's the same people who came up with fun size candy. There's nothing fun about charging more for a smaller portion of food.
Yes, that's true.
I don't get it. Yeah. I don't understand in why people get all excited.
Mm.
I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just like the grumpy old man who's seen it all. But guess what? That food's come out about 10 billion times.
And
it's not new.
People like to pretend they like it, but they don't. I mean, you know, look at Brussels sprouts. Nobody likes Brussels sprouts. A lot of people pretend they like them.
Asparagus.
Yeah.
Asparagus tips.
Ooh, just
seared
the tips.
With Dubai chocolates.
Just the tips. All right. I've got one. If I'm being honest, driving 10 miles an hour under the speed limit is more dangerous than speeding. Because you're really disrupting the flow of traffic. When you go around somebody and all of a sudden you realize, oh, come on.
Yeah. If you were driving a little over the speed limit like the rest of us.
Like the rest of us.
Everything would be just fine.
Because, you know, we always figure the highway patrol gives us like 5 to 10 miles an hour over. They're not going to stop us.
They do.
But if you're going 10 miles an hour, you know, under the speed limit, you're going, oh, come on. Get out of the way. Pull over. What are you doing all the way in the left lane with your left turn signal on?
Go back to being Amish, living your Stone Age life. The rest of us have got places to go.
All right, we're fired up. A lot of our listeners have been chiming in with some of their unpopular opinions.
Jeremy says, if I'm being honest, if you're older than 4, get your beep out of a stroller and walk.
This sounds personal.
I've seen able-bodied kids at Disney run and jump into a stroller just so they don't have to walk. Those strollers take up a lot of space and get in people's ways. So if you go to school, you can walk to the teacups, he says.
That does. That sounds like it was a personal thing that happened to him.
I would agree. I also say if you have four legs and you're a dog or cat, you shouldn't be in a stroller.
Oh,
unless you're like a senior that can't walk anymore and you're just trying to get them out.
Yeah, if there's like a 15-year-old dog that's in a stroller, you get a pass.
Yeah, every other dog, they want to be walking.
Yeah.
That's what they were made to do.
But how often would you see somebody with a stroller and go, oh, let me see the baby. It's a drooling pug.
Feeling good, like I should.
Like you, we were heartbroken when we heard Kimberly Daft. She is one of the people that owns Lawrence and Clark Cacti Company in Old Hickory. And their business was pretty much wiped out when the power went out for a week.
Mm.
And they lost $100,000 worth of all the plants that they sell inside
the store. Because the freezing temperatures and no electricity. Yeah,
yeah. And she wasn't getting anything back from insurance like she should.
After a week of saying that we were covered and they were going to pay us lost wages and replace the inventory, they have decided they're not paying us anything. They have decided to rephrase calling plants damaged to spoilage, which I'm not insured for, even though they knew what business they were insuring.
And everybody just, said, oh my God, small business owner, we love these people.
Yeah, and they're going out of business without some sort of relief from the insurance company or otherwhere.
There was a GoFundMe opened up for the cacti company.
Nice.
And people stepped up in less than 24 hours. They raised $60,000.
Nice.
To get the store going again. And then they stopped the GoFundMe, said don't donate anymore. New plants are on order, and the shop is going to be reopening this Saturday.
Very cool.
Something they never could have done if it wasn't for the generosity and hearts of people in Middle Tennessee.
I love it when things get turned around like that. That is so cool. If you'd like to see more about this story, you can check out the Woody and Jim Show or Totally Hits 93.3 on Facebook.
Woody and Jim.
Totally Hits 93.3. We are ready now to play that Gender Wars thing. Brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees gone? They can make you a good deal. Go to localtreefellers.com. All right, for the ladies, we have Devin in West Nashville. For the guys, we have Jason in Franklin. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good luck to both of you.
Let's get to know you a little bit. Let's start with Devin. What snack makes you lose all sense of portion control?
By far, Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its, yeah.
Yeah.
And I could just sit there and eat them and eat them and eat them.
Oh, yeah. And all of a sudden, then the whole box is empty. You say, where did they go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason, what about you? What snack makes you lose all sense of portion control?
Reese's Cup. Don't leave them around me. I'll take care of all of them.
Mm-hmm. So addictive. You each have a screw you can use in the contest. Let's begin.
All right, Devin, here we go. Multiple choice. Roger Moore, Sean Connery, or Pierce Brosnan. Who was the first movie James Bond?
Oh, my gosh. I feel like he's going to know this, so I'm going to just go for it and say whatever the second option was.
Sean Connery? Yes.
That sounds good.
Good
plan. You talked your way into a correct answer. Well done.
All right, Jason. Cottonelle, Angel Soft, or Charmin? Which brand of toilet paper features a family of bears in their commercials?
Charmin.
Charmin is right. There you go.
And we're tied.
All right, Devin. The Savannah Bananas are a famous team that plays what sport?
Baseball.
Baseball. Good job. Kind of the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
Yep. So, Jason, the phrase, plastics wear pink on Wednesdays, is from what?
Glasses wear pink on Wednesdays.
What movie is that from?
Dirty Dancing.
Oh, it's
not. We ran out of time.
From the movie Mean Girls.
Mean Girls. All right. You can lock down a victory if you get this one right, Devin. What do they sell at PepBoys.com?
Pep Boys? I mean, tires? They sell everything for less.
Do you have an endorsement?
You're like a marketing executive.
I should.
They do sell tires.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have to give it to you. Auto parts.
Auto parts, tires, all that stuff.
Oh, Jason, Devin bested you this morning. So sorry. We appreciate you playing.
Okay. We hope you'll play again real soon. But Devin, we got tickets for you to go see Post Malone in concert this summer at Nissan Stadium.
Congratulations. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
It's puppy time. It is Wet Nose Wednesday with Woody and Jim, brought to you by Scent Hound Dog Grooming, 3 locations in Middle Tennessee. Visit scenthound.com to find out where you can go. We have Taylor here from the Nashville Humane Association. Who is this little bundle of joy?
This is Bartlett, probably the chillest puppy I've ever brought.
And
I'm upset. Like, I feel like I have to like talk very calmly.
Yes.
I'm obsessed. He has just fallen asleep on me multiple times and I'm in love. And honestly, I might just take him home for myself if nobody beats me to him.
He's just, you know, he got that big fat puppy belly.
Oh,
and just
so
cute.
It's like,
pink. Love that.
Yeah.
So would you say he's a pity mix?
Yeah, Mountain Cur Pity Mix is what we have them listed as, is our best guess. There were 6 in the litter, so there are 3, including him, still at the shelter.
Okay.
But his coloring is definitely like a lot. It's different than the others. Like,
yeah.
They're all brindle, but I've honestly never really seen a dog with brindle like this.
Yeah.
It's like, kind of like a chamois that your dad used to wash the car with.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of light brown.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like little. Like,
some like oil streaks on it. Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's Bartlett the ChamWow.
Yeah.
We'll call them accents.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
Bartlett is adorable, and Taylor's not. Like underselling this.
Yeah, yeah.
The chill, the level of chill with Bartlett is off the charts.
Yeah, like my whole job is puppies, and I've never had a puppy that is just like so just content.
Oh,
I mean, he's
falling asleep right now.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people do in the studio, but.
Angela's listening in their car.
Yeah. Yeah,
usually exactly. I would be offended, but yeah. I know he's just chill.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, he is adorable.
Yeah. And he did really well in the car. He settled in his crate immediately, and he's just been a gem.
Wow.
Whoever adopts him is going to be so, so lucky.
Very
so
cool.
Easy to get along with.
Now, this Sunday, it's the Super Bowl, but it's also the Puppy Bowl on Animal Planet. And you have a puppy from the Nashville Humane Association going to be competing.
Yeah, not competing. We're not competing this year because we're actually competing in the Music City Puppy Bowl here in Nashville at the zoo.
For demonstration purposes only.
Yes, but we do have a puppy that is being featured and will be available for adoption right after the Puppy Bowl. So, yeah, it's a busy weekend of puppies and sports and, you know, all the good things. It's going to be a good weekend, which we all deserve in Nashville.
No, no kidding. After the few weeks we've had. Yeah. We need a whole weekend full of puppies
yes.
and fun.
Yeah. So if you want to see Bartlett, you can check out the Woody and Jim Facebook page and also Woody and Jim Show on TikTok. You can also see lots of puppies at the Nashville Zoo on Sunday.
Yes.
13.
They're going to be romping around for your enjoyment.
Very cool.
And if you just drop by Nashville Humane and check out the chillest dog on earth.
You will fall in love. Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It's Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Scent Hound Dog Grooming. 3 locations. Check them out online, scenthound.com.
Here are 3 things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Not exaggerating, 3 million files released the other day from the Epstein case.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even all of them. But some of the fallout has come now for people like Bill Gates, who's mentioned significantly in there. Even his wife is saying, he's going to have to answer for that.
Yeah, he
not
says
me.
It brings up painful memories for her, yeah.
And Prince Andrew, or should I say former Prince Andrew?
Yeah.
Even more really awful photos of him with young women have come out, and he is now moved out of dad's house. And I don't know if he's on somebody's couch. But basically, he's got nowhere to stay anymore. The guy is pretty much not welcome anywhere.
Yeah, wow. Well, in a thing you might call, you know, Epstein Files distraction number 850, Elon Musk, who was mentioned with emails back and forth to Jeffrey Epstein, According to Channel 4 and the Tennessee Emergency Management folks, Elon Musk has donated 500 free generators to people who might need, you know, generators while they're waiting for their power to come back on, which
is
nice.
I know people can use it.
Yeah.
People that are going to have to wait another couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I was talking to you yesterday.
Yeah. Maybe Elon Musk is saying, okay, well, are you okay with my tunnel now? Here's your free generator.
So the cost of potato chips is coming down.
Yay.
So PepsiCo, that owns Lay's, Doritos, Cheetos, and Tostitos, is lowering prices after steadily increasing prices over the last few years. They have had a drop in sales. So they're going to lower prices to bring people back. Apparently, the trends were that people were saying, I guess I don't really care about the Lay's or Cheetos if I can get a normally priced bag of some other brand or a store brand.
Right, right.
They're feeling the heat.
Totally hits. 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. I love our listeners. They're idea people.
Mark sent us this via text, 615-553-0933. He says, good morning. My daughter said something this morning I thought I would share.
Uh-huh.
And I hope that the powers be that be hear it.
Okay.
We drive by the Waymo parking lot in the morning, and she said when they start operating, you know, when they actually start, you know, becoming an actual thing with the driverless cars, she said they should put plants and seasonal themed things in the driver's seat.
Since there's nobody sitting in the driver's seat.
Right. Like Santa, the Easter Bunny, plants.
Oh, see, that's great.
Skeletons, Uncle Sam. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
I would.
Because people always look weird at it when there's nobody in the driver's seat. Put something in there.
I would like to drive behind it and just watch people as they notice that a giant inflatable Uncle Sam is driving the car
or
next
to them. There's a house plant in the driver's seat. I love it. See? Thinking outside the box.
Smart.
Way to make things better.
All right. If Waymo, if you do this, you owe this girl a check.
That's right.
Or a free ride.
Make a check out to Mark's daughter.
That's right.
It's Jim's birthday today. What are you doing?
Not sure. I think I'm going to definitely get my car washed. I'm definitely going to do that because I have about half an inch of salt over my entire vehicle from the last week or so.
It's supposed to be kind of rainy today.
Is it? I'll wait till after. If it's going to rain, I'll wait.
Well, if you wash your car, it'll definitely rain.
That's true. then I don't know what I'm going to have for dinner, but I'm craving bacon. I want bacon on my birthday.
All right.
So it's going to have bacon in it.
Nice.
Might just be bacon.
Yeah, just bacon.
What are you doing today?
Well, it's my granddaughter's Charlie's birthday today, too. It's hard to believe she's 9 already.
I know.
And she has requested going to Hibachi for dinner tonight. So we're going out with a big family group and just set the whole restaurant on fire. It'll be fun.
Oh, it'll be awesome. The onion volcanoes
yes!
will be erupting in flame in the burrow.